Welcome to the PiTech Solutions Podcast, where we bring you the latest in news and trends shaping the future of technology in regulated industries. I'm Mike, joined as always by my co-host Laura, and today we are turning our attention to one of the most consequential weeks for the banking sector this year.
Thanks, Mike. Banking is in a moment of real transformation right now. We have major regulatory action on model risk, billion-dollar AI bets from the largest institutions, and a pretty stark cyber warning out of Washington. So let's dig into what executives in banking should be thinking about heading into the second quarter of 2026.
Let's start with the regulatory headline. On April 17th of 2026, the Federal Reserve, the OCC, and the FDIC jointly issued revised model risk management guidance, formerly known as Supervisory Letter SR 26-2. This is a significant document. It supersedes the original 2011 guidance that has governed how banks build, validate, and monitor their models for 15 years.
And the timing matters, Mike. The previous framework was written in a world before large language models, before generative AI, and certainly before agentic systems that can take autonomous action on behalf of a bank. So executives have been waiting for the agencies to address that gap.
Right. And here's the interesting part. The agencies explicitly carved generative AI and agentic AI out of the new guidance. The language calls these technologies novel and rapidly evolving and places them outside the traditional model risk framework for now.
Which sounds like a relief at first, but I think C-suite leaders need to read between the lines. Just because generative AI is excluded from this letter does not mean it is unregulated. The agencies signaled they will issue a request for information specifically addressing AI, generative AI, and agentic AI in the near future. So banks should treat this as a runway, not a green light.
That is the right framing. The smart play here is to use the next several months to build internal AI governance that anticipates where the regulators are heading. Explainability, transparency, bias controls, audit trails. The Wolters Kluwer Banking Compliance Trend Report from the first quarter of 2026 found that explainability and discrimination concerns were the two most acute regulatory worries cited by banks themselves.
And those are not abstract concerns. If a bank cannot explain why its AI denied a credit application or flagged a transaction, that creates real fair lending and consumer protection exposure under existing law, even without AI-specific rules.
Exactly. So my recommendation to banking executives is do not wait for the request for information. Get your governance house in order now. Build the documentation, build the validation processes, and assume regulators will eventually want to look under the hood.
Let's pivot to the deployment side, because what the largest banks are doing right now is fascinating. JPMorgan Chase is the obvious leader. Their internal LM suite is now used by 150,000 employees every single week. And reports indicate those users are saving roughly 4 hours per day.
4 hours a day per employee is an enormous productivity figure. And JPMorgan is putting real money behind this. Their 2026 expense plan is around $105 billion total, with $20 billion specifically allocated to technology. Jamie Dimon has been very clear this is about staying competitive in a new era.
Citigroup is taking a similar approach, but with a slightly different focus. Their Ask Wealth platform gives advisory teams instant access to market research and client insights. And on the engineering side, Citi is reporting roughly a 9% productivity lift within coding teams using AI assistants. Around 30,000 of their developers are now using AI coding tools.
Bank of America's story is more about scale at the customer interface. Their virtual assistant, Erica, crossed 3 billion client interactions, serving close to 50 million users. That is a remarkable adoption curve, and it shows what happens when AI is embedded directly into the consumer experience over a multi-year horizon.
What I take away from all three of these case studies is that the leaders are no longer experimenting. They are operationalizing, and there is a real gap opening up between banks that have moved AI into production and banks that are still piloting.
McKinsey put a number on the prize. They estimate generative AI could deliver between $200 billion and $340 billion in annual value to the banking sector globally, largely through productivity gains. So the question for boards is no longer whether to invest, but how fast and how safely.
And that brings us to the cyber dimension, which I think might actually be the most underreported story of the month. On April 10th of 2026, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell convened an urgent closed-door meeting with the heads of Wall Street's biggest banks.
and the topic was a stark warning about cyber threats to the financial system. We do not have full details on the specific intelligence shared, but the fact that Treasury and the Fed felt compelled to call the heads of the largest institutions into a room together tells you the threat environment has escalated.
And it is no coincidence this is happening at the same moment AI deployments are accelerating. AI expands the attack surface. It introduces new categories of risk like prompt injection, model poisoning, and synthetic identity fraud at unprecedented scale. So the upside and the downside of AI are growing in parallel.
Which is why federal agencies recently issued new guidance on AI cyber risks, specifically for banks. NIST also released a preliminary draft of an AI cybersecurity risk profile that gives institutions a roadmap for integrating AI into existing cyber strategies. Public comments on that draft were open through January 30th of 2026, with a full initial draft expected later this year.
There's one more trend I want to flag for executives, and it is a quieter story, but I think it has real strategic implications. Banks are renegotiating their cloud contracts.
Tell me more, Laura.
The first generation of bank cloud contracts were written when the use case was lift and shift, basic infrastructure modernization. Now, the use case is AI, and that changes everything. Banks need interoperability across cloud providers, they need new commitments around data residency and regulatory compliance, and they want to avoid vendor lock-in for the AI layer specifically.
That is a really important point, because the AI race is making the cloud relationship far more strategic than it used to be. The bank that gets locked into a single hyperscaler for AI may lose flexibility in a market where the underlying models are changing every few months.
So if you are a CIO or a CTO, the contract you signed 3 years ago is probably no longer fit for purpose. This is an area worth a real second look.
Before we wrap, Laura, I want to make sure we acknowledge the community and regional bank perspective, because most of the headlines focus on the money center banks. Mid-sized institutions cannot match a $20 billion tech budget, but they have real advantages like deeper customer relationships and faster decision-making. The right play for a regional bank is targeted, well-governed AI in two or three high-value workflows, not a sprawling enterprise rollout.
That is such a good point. And the vendor ecosystem is finally catching up. There are credible AI platforms now built specifically for the community and regional bank tech stack with the compliance controls baked in. So the gap between what is possible at JP Morgan and what is possible at a $50 billion regional is narrower today than it was even a year ago.
Let's wrap with what this all means for executives in banking. First, treat the new model risk guidance as a preview of what is coming on AI specifically, and start building governance now. Second, recognize that the productivity gap between AI leaders and AI laggards is already real and measurable. Third, take the cyber warning seriously. AI is expanding both the upside and the attack surface. And fourth, revisit your cloud contracts with AI in mind.
It is a moment that rewards deliberate action. Banks that move thoughtfully on all four fronts will be positioned to lead. Banks that wait for full regulatory clarity will likely find themselves catching up.
Well said, Laura. The pace of change in banking right now is genuinely remarkable, and we will keep tracking it for our listeners every week.
Thank you for joining us today. To learn more about PiTech Solutions, visit our website at pitechsol.com. Thanks, and have a great day.